You're listening to SBS News.
Around 1% of Australians experienced some form of homelessness within the last 12 months, according to government data. And a report released this week from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare has found around 43,000 people with a history of specialist homelessness support died in the decade leading to 2023. And perhaps most confronting is that many of these deaths were avoidable. Kate Colvin is the CEO of Homelessness Australia. Hello, Kate. What are the main takeaways from the report?
Of people who received homelessness support in their last year of life, the biggest killers were overdose and suicide. So each of these are really what we think of as deaths of despair. It's about people who have often experienced trauma before they come to a homelessness service. A lot of people coming to homeless services are fleeing domestic and family violence. For children, it's abuse and neglect in the home and other forms of violence as well. And then come to homeless services and often just cannot get the access to the housing that they need to move on with their life. And that does two things. Firstly, it erodes people's hope that they're going to be able to have a more positive future. But the other thing is that it traps them in homelessness. And while people are homeless, they face further risks. So it's very common for people, particularly if they're rough sleeping, to be subject to violence on the street. But also when people are couch surfing or in other kinds or in rooming houses, they can experience violence. So it's a very risky life for people, and often they're out of the frying pan of violence in the home and into the sort of experience of violence whilst they're homeless. And this erodes people's well-being and has just really a devastating impact on people's mental health. And that's where we see the suicides and overdose as a direct consequence of those experiences.
So what are some of the services that exist then for people experiencing homelessness, or is it a more maybe an inability to access services, you know, around health and around housing?
Look, it's a combination of things. So we do have homeless services around the country, but homelessness has increased so significantly as the housing crisis has deepened that people really struggle to get into a homelessness service. There's only a sort of limited number of workers. They can only see so many people a day. And what we did some research last year and revealed was that homeless services are so under the pump responding to people who have already come through the door that they're very frequently having to close the door to actually just respond to people. So people can't get into a homelessness service when they need one, and then when they do, they're often not able to receive the support that they need. So they might get some information, some referrals, but can't actually get housing and often need really intensive support to help with the health issues that they may be experiencing or other issues that are preventing them getting into housing. Like potentially they need a lot of support to access Centrelink and there's not enough worker time to go around, so people can't get the help that they need. And So that's just when they're trying to access a homelessness service. There's also issues when people go and try and access health support. So very often if someone is homeless, particularly if they're rough sleeping, and they go and try and access mental health care in the emergency department, they don't get admitted if they're homeless, because the hospital will assume that, you know, make the assumption that they're trying to find somewhere to stay, not that they need acute mental health care. And so it is actually very common for someone even with suicidal ideation to go into a mental, go into an emergency department to try and get help and actually be turned away. And then we see the suicides happen.
So we've spoken a little bit about what services exist, but can the government be doing more to address homelessness and to support people experiencing it?
So one of the particular issues that this data reveals is the problems for people accessing the health support that they need, as well as for people, we have a really big problem with people experiencing persistent homelessness, so coming in and out of homelessness services and not getting the housing that they need over time. And among that group, people with psychosocial disability are very much overrepresented. So the government are soon to negotiate with the states, the federal government negotiating with the states around NDIS reforms, and the next negotiation will be around foundational supports for people with psychosocial disability. So we are particularly focused on calling on the government to provide the housing and the mental health and other support that's needed as part of foundational supports, so that they can stop the revolving door through homelessness and mental health services and different housing for people in this group.
You flagged here as well this idea of housing first support. Can you just sort of explain that concept?
Yeah, sure. So look, housing first support is been shown internationally to be the best way to provide housing that works, so housing where people are able to stay in that housing long term for people who've experienced homelessness long term, particularly for a group with psychosocial disability. So what this is about is providing access to housing without preconditions, so not requiring people to meet a whole lot of criteria about stopping drug use or participating in support before they get into housing. They're just able to move into housing, and then support is provided in a proactive way to people in that housing. So they're not forced to accept support if they don't want it, but it is proactively offered. And what this achieves is people who have often had terrible experiences trying to access support and then feel like they don't want to access support because of those past experiences, it provides a pathway into housing for this group. And what we see is that once people are in stable housing where support is offered proactively, they do over time improve their health and get the support that they need to often recover and move into employment. Often people do very well if they do get the support that they need.
The median age of people dying who experienced homelessness in that last year of life was 55 years old, which is exceedingly young and, far below the life expectancy of being in the early 80s. So it sort of, I suppose, suggests that younger people are experiencing homelessness as well as these, health conditions and other things going on. Is there support, I suppose, that's more targeted for different age groups or different demographics?
Look, what we see with this, very young age of people dying is the impact of those deaths of despair. So people really feeling like they can't go on because of both the experience of homelessness, but also often the experience of violence that they've had. But it's also about people having chronic illnesses and not being able to get the support they need. So that is happening irrespective of age. So we see whilst overdose and suicide were the biggest killers, we also see that people are dying when they've had contact with homelessness services as a consequence of coronary heart disease, liver disease, lung cancer. So these are often deaths that and illnesses that are people are more likely to experience if they experience disadvantage across a number of areas of their life. So particularly coronary heart disease, if you experience a lot of stress, you're not in a position to eat well and, exercise, and you're then, we know that heart conditions can be a consequence of all of those experiences. So I think it's less about, age-appropriate healthcare. It's that people in this situation of homelessness are not really accessing healthcare at all, whether it's appropriate to their age or, you know, the systems are just not set up to really meet the health needs of people when they are homeless.